Thank you for downloading this Foreign Exchange Market Report podcast from your knowledge partner, CoracleOnline.com, and Crossbar FX for March the 7th, 2011. A week of upbeat economic data announcements from the US fought hard to wrest the attention of investors away from oil price jitters and the ECB president's remarks about EU interest rate decisions. US non-farm payrolls came in as expected, showing a gain of 192,000, and the overall US unemployment figure dropped from 9.1% to 8.9%. This positive turn needs to be sustained for a few more months if the Fed are to stop considering more support for the economy and begin contemplating an exit strategy. Meanwhile, Ben Bernanke continued to state that current economic trends warrant exceptionally low levels of interest, so no change on the horizon there, which contrasted with Trichet's comments that the strong vigilance was required with regards to inflation monitoring, which the market believes paves the way for a rate rise in the coming months in the Eurozone, and certainly before the UK and the US, and hence why that currency strengthened across the board, breaking as it did the 1.40 level briefly against the US dollar. The Swiss franc seems to be the currency of choice for safe haven seekers, and together with gold continues an upward trend as the Libyan crisis worsens and the whiff of revolution blows further afield across the Middle East. In the UK, the economic data releases suggested we were keeping on track. PMI manufacturing remained strong, but this could not help sterling against the euro because, as we have already said, many believe that the eurozone will raise rates before the Bank of England does. The next meeting is on Thursday. No change is expected, but the market will look to the rhetoric for any changes or clues on timings. The minutes in a few weeks will be closely read to see if anyone else has crossed to the dark side. The market is still split on when a rise in interest rates may be, if at all. Thanks for listening.